a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Joining me now is BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. And Zach, how was the first day of bowl prep practice as you get ready now for this new kind of season?
Yeah, I mean, light first day. Obviously, we're going to just try and get guys healthy. I think that's the biggest key is, you know, we don't play till the 24th. And so it's really just staying refreshed, getting in the weight room and the training room, staying healthy, and then, you know, coming out here and just trying to hone in on the little things.
What were your takeaways from that performance in San Diego?
Yeah, we really you know, didn't get into a rhythm, and I just felt like, you know, we killed ourselves at times with, you know, dumb mistakes or MAs or, you know, just missed assignments, missed opportunities. I just feel like that's kind of where we fell short.
Where do you feel like you guys can improve? Because, I mean, you guys were clicking so well the previous 2 weeks offensively, at least in that UMass game. Maybe, you know, what areas can improve going forward?
I mean, they're a good defense. I mean, there's no way around it. That's a huge part of it is, you know, they came out aggressive. They gave us, you know, their best shot. You know, I think the biggest part for us is, you know, the yards were there. I mean, we moved the ball on them. I just think it's the red zone, finishing on third downs, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I really just think it's doing better in the red zone. I think that's where we can improve the most. That's really all about it.
What do you think goes into maybe red zone struggles? Because the yards, you guys were tearing it up. I mean, you guys were having a lot of success. You had a great day in terms of the yardage, but what maybe went awry in the red zone?
Yeah, you know, just things that kind of killed the drive. You know, they're a really good red zone defense, and so, you know, I know, you know, just some off the top of my head, we didn't make some plays in, you know, a couple first, second downs, and we get to a third down, and miscommunication on my part with the O-line or the tight ends, and we have a legal formation or, you know, a legal shift or whatever it was. And we instantly lose it down, and now we're stuck kicking a field goal. Or, you know, we drive, and, you know, we call a flea flicker, two guys wide open down the field, and happen to get my arm hit as I'm throwing it. And so, you know, it's just mistakes on our part as a team is we just got to cut those out, and we got to do better in the red zone just to finish better.
Do you feel like that it was a game that the intensity level, I mean, because were you guys up for that game against San Diego State?
Yeah, I mean, I think every game we need to approach the same. I know I approach every game the same. I'm sure these guys do as well. We knew they were a good team. We knew it was going to be a fight. You know, I felt like the energy was there. I do feel like, you know, just finishing was like, I mean, there's really not. I mean, we go back and watch the film, and, you know, we make good plays, and, you know, we did some good things and on third downs or whatever it is. But then, you know, something that just, you know, cut us back. I remember we had a play where I scrambled out and was able to find Micah around the 20 or 15 yard line that would have put us in great field in red zone formation. And we get a holding call, bumps us back 10 more yards. And now we're stuck at third and 20 trying to run a screen, and we get nothing out of it. And, you know, it's stuff like that that we just need to clean up.
Are you at 100% yet with your thumb?
Yeah, I'm good.
And then with your progression as far as a quarterback, where do you feel like you made the biggest growth this season?
You know, obviously the mental aspect, I think having an off season does help for sure. I would say, you know, my freshman year, I spent from January all the way until the summer of fall camp of, you know, throwing every single day with the guys, working on my mechanics, my footwork, to not have an entire January to summer and you get thrown straight in fall camp. And, you know, no excuses, but, you know, it's going to be a huge progress, you know, for this off season to be able to, you know, just regroup and, you know, gain some weight and get stronger and then just having those extra reps.
What I was curious, again, talk with Zach Wilson here on KSL News Radio, and that special play that ended up in that strip fumble or sack fumble, was that kind of a situation where, because it seems like the trick play has been working so well for you guys, what went awry on that play?
You know what, it's one of those things, you can say the coach is an idiot for calling it, and then if we score, everyone's, you know, praising him, and so, you know, I know Coach A-Rod came to me like, hey, we were rolling, I shouldn't have called it, and, you know, I 100% disagree. I thought it was a great play call. Two guys were wide open. If I don't get hit right there, you know, it's an easy touchdown, and, you know, personally looking back on it, just a good play on their part. I mean, our tackle pass set and the guy that came off the edge didn't read run. He just came up the field super, super high and didn't react to the run at all and, you know, made a good play getting around the edge. And so, you know, it's one of those things that goes both ways. I mean, you'll sit there and love a coach and hate him the next for making that. But I thought it was a great call. It just didn't go our way.
What's been the message you're giving to the offense heading into bowl season now?
Yeah, we just got to finish. I mean, that's the biggest thing is we're playing to finish to have a good year. And, you know, it's been a bumpy road. Things have gone up and down, played some good teams, won some good games, lost some bad games. And, you know, the biggest thing is just how are we going to finish and kind of just put our stamp on the rest of this year.
I'm glad you mentioned the tough teams because the starts you've had, I mean, everyone that you faced, with the exception maybe of UMass and Idaho State, you've played some really quality competition. Do you feel like that's naturally helped you progress along with the offense as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were playing against the best of the best, and, you know, I think a lot of it depends on who you're matching up against. You know, some of those other Mountain West opponents will sit in the zone against us, and our O-line does, you know, fantastic against them, and we can sit there and pick them apart. But, you know, San Diego State's a really aggressive team, along with Tennessee, USC, Utah. You know, they all fall into, in Washington, all fall into that man, bringing pressure, you know, strong pass rush, all that kind of stuff, and I just think it's making us better as a team. Like you said, it's teaching us all how to play against these really tough opponents.
Well, Zach, good luck this month, and looking forward to seeing you in Hawaii.
Thank you, appreciate it.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.